Hello, this is An Absolute Creation, coming at you with another podcast in the name of everything that is holy. I am going to talk about something called, I'm going to call it the perfect recipe, because I tend to look at life as a recipe, in the sense that all of our lessons and everything that we experience in life, good or bad, are ingredients. And there's many more ingredients out there than we would ever want to mix in with our recipe. Like, you know, some things are bitter, some things are sweet, you know, some things are not complementative or complementary to certain other tastes. Like, a guy that has a heart full of love and very compassionate can't also be a inconsiderate killer who chokes drifters to death. Those things just don't seem like they would fit, because they don't. The certain thing about the recipe is you have to kind of be aware that you're cooking something. You're cooking up a final product, and that final product is a very positive reflection on the life that you lived in and how you affected those around you, and hopefully increased your spirit's potential along the way through your altruistic lifestyles. But in a sense, you know, you have to be aware that there's a certain recipe that you're trying to mold. You have to look at your life as something that is got to taste really, really good when you're done. And if you look at it that way, and you know that certain things you need to either accept or disregard depending on whether or not they fit into what your perception of what your ideal you would look like, you have to be aware that you need to either dispel or, you know, measure out a big old cup full of ego and dump it on the thing if that's your forte. But I think even which way you want to live your life, if you're fortunate enough to be able to hold the thought that, you know, your life and everything you experience, good or bad, is ingredients to a recipe that you are continuously brewing up, and that recipe has as many years as you're alive to complete. And at the end of your life, when somebody takes a chunk out of your existence, is it going to be a sweet taste or a bitter taste? And I think if people out there gave that some thought and looked at it that way, maybe it would help them get over the cliche of mental development and how seemingly impossible it is. So hey, give it a shot. Look at yourself like a recipe, and be very scrutinize your ingredients, and see if you can start to notice the sway in your taste. Personally, that would be the way you react to the world around you and how it reacts to you. And depending on what you taste like, it's going to be very indicative of that. So I will leave ATS Land with that statement or story outline, analogy, illustration, whatever you want to call it. And I hope maybe somebody out there might help or not, and you may look at me like I am a weirdo for assuming that somebody out there should compare their life to a recipe. Perhaps I am crazy, but nevertheless, I don't have to stare at anybody while I say this, and I have an alias of An Absolute Creation, and that could mean that perhaps maybe I'm just a computer software trapped in its own matrix, trying to figure out how to get out. How? Perhaps they'll make a Matrix 4. Until then, I will continue podcasting. This is An Absolute Creation, and I'm signing out, and I hope each and every one of you end your life with a sweet tasting cobbler pie. Peace.